Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheWordMinistry.net.
Speak the Word Ministries presents the teaching of Pastor Joanne Ramsey.
Brothers and sisters, you can't trust in your own strength and your own power. We weren't meant to do it on our own. But the Lord has given you a weapon like no other, His Word.
Speak the Word.
This is Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. The mission of Speak the Word Ministries is to teach you that there is power in the spoken Word of God.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, God is Bringing New Things.
Speak the Word.
Your tongue, just think about this, your tongue is the steering wheel of your life. And you say, well, Pastor Joe, what do you mean by the steering wheel is the... my tongue is the steering wheel of my life. It is because... Even you, if you're driving, and most people listening today, they drive a vehicle of some sort. But if you're in that vehicle and you realize that you're going in the wrong direction, you have sense enough to know, you're smart enough to know, that in order to get where you want to go, if you realize you're heading north when you want to go south, that you cannot get where you want to go if you could keep on going north. You're going to have to make some changes. And so the same way with our life, our everyday life, you know, with our relationships and our families and our jobs, if you're not getting where you want to go, you're going to have to think of it as the steering wheel of your life and begin to change. The victory really is right here in your mouth. Your job is to remember the promises in His Word and speak them boldly. And that's what we have to do. We have to remember what's in God's Word, and once we know what's in those words, then we're going to have to learn how to speak them boldly. And by doing that, we're going to take the limitations off of Him, and then that way God is going to be able to come in and move in your life. Because your mouth, as I said before, can deliver you from any addiction, and your words can deliver you from any sickness. Your words can deliver you from poverty. There's so many people hurting today. I know they are. My husband and I help a lot of people that are suffering in their financial areas, not able to do the things that they need to do. And I know that one of the reasons why some people, maybe they were doing better maybe a few years ago, but with the economy being what it has been over the several years now, it's put people in a position that they never even dreamed that they would be in. But we have to understand that we don't have to live that way anymore. Did you know that you can even prosper when the economy is not good? You can still prosper. You can still do good because you have to understand that God's economy is never bad. It's always good. And if you declare Him to be your source of whatever it is you need, He's going to provide for you. I know several people, my husband for one, even during a time of a lot of the stuff going on, he excelled in business and the ministry excelled. So you don't have to follow just because in the natural, the economy that we're associated with is not doing too good. You're a child of God. You're not of this world. You're passing through. This world is not your home. And so you have a God in heaven that is your provider, and He's going to provide for you for whatever you need. But in order to do that, you're going to have to know what His Word says and follow that Word and trust Him. You want to have to take His Word seriously. It's got to be serious and know that if God said it, it's going to be. No man in hell can stop you. One of the first things that God delivered me from shortly after becoming a Christian was from smoking cigarettes. And I know that on past messages several years ago that I've spoken on the same subject. And we all have habits, and they're not always easy to break. I had smoked for over 30 years, and so it was a big addiction for me. I had tried to quit for several years, but I didn't really have any success in that. I really wanted to quit. I just couldn't seem to do it under my own power, brothers and sisters. Some things we just cannot do under our own power. Some things, the only way we can do it is through the help of the Holy Spirit. And He's always willing. The Bible says He's our teacher, He's our helper, He's our comforter, He's our advocate, He's everything. The book of John says He's everything that we need. But you know, there are many things that we cannot do under our own power. It was through His Word, God's Word coming out of my mouth that finally set me free. It was not me asking Him. I didn't ask God to take away my desire for cigarettes, but He informed me how to break the habit with His Word. And as a Christian, the Lord began to reveal to me the power that's in the spoken Word and how to apply it to my situation. I want you to know, brothers, it was a whole new beginning for me. It has literally changed my life. It really changed the way that I think. I cannot express enough how much this will change your life. It's going to change your life if you will listen in every area of your life. It'll change your life in your health, your finances, and your relationships, your jobs, everything. It can be a whole new beginning for you too. All you need to do is just change those words coming out of your mouth. There may be some habits that you would like to get rid of, brothers and sisters. I know that was a bad habit I wanted to get rid of. However, you need to know that the Word works the same for everything. It works the same for anything. Once I got delivered from cigarettes, I began to speak His Word over my body. And at that same time, I was taking over 150 pills a month, and I was still in pain. But I'm sure that many who are listening can testify to this same thing. Many are sick and in pain today and taking medication every day, but yet you are still sick and you're still in pain. But let me say this. You will have to lay your tongue on the altar. I've done this with inmates at the prison. I had a prison ministry as a chaplain for 11 years before the Lord called me into this in 2010. But I'm so thankful for everywhere He puts me. But you know, those inmates learned a lot, and they learned, a lot of them accepted Jesus as their Lord. They learned that they did not want to be in the same place the following week or the month or year as they were at that particular time. And they began to change. And I know for a fact that some of them did change. They got out and they started a whole new life. And that's what you're going to have to do too. Change the way you talk. Change the way you think. It's first a thought, and then you speak it, and you want to change that. You know, I remember that when I was having some difficulty with some things, because like I said, my first thing that the Lord helped me break when I became a Christian was smoking, which He told me how to do that, and that was really just by speaking His Word over it. And as I would speak His Word, that Word was light. God's Word is light. John 6:63 says that His Word is light and life, and they will put out the darkness and desires that we have on those habits, regardless of what it is. Some of you, you know, like sit around and watch the news or play computer games, or some of you smoke or whatever. It's something that's holding you back from becoming what God has, what He sees you, the way He sees you. And that was one of the things that was holding me back. Not only was it holding me back, you know, the smoking of the cigarettes for so long, but they were also endangering my health. And I believe I still would have gone to heaven if I had not quit smoking, but I believe I just may have gotten there a little bit sooner. And we don't want that. We don't want that for you. And as a new Christian, the Lord began to reveal to me the power that's in the spoken Word and how to apply it to my situation. It was a whole new beginning for me, brothers and sisters. It was literally changed my life. It changed the way that I think. I cannot express enough how much this will change your life, you know, just by changing the way that you speak, just using God's word and coming into agreement with Him will change your life in every area of your life. It'll change you in your health and your finances and in your relationships and in your jobs. And it can be a whole new beginning for you too. It was a new way of life for me.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to author, Bible teacher, and evangelist Pastor Joanne Ramsey here on Speak the Word. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry and is made possible by our friends and supporters around the country. It's secure and easy to make a tax-deductible donation with your debit or credit card. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to provide free books and audio CDs to those who cannot afford them. You can also connect with us online at speakthewordministry.net. We hope that you've been blessed by today's program. Pastor Joe will have a closing word for us in just a moment, but first, we'd love to tell you about Pastor Joe's book titled The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare. When you're in a faith battle, are you prepared to stand with God at all costs? Pastor Joe lays out a step-by-step plan that every believer can use to overcome opposition, including important measures to see your full potential in Christ and how to stand strong in turbulent times. Just ask for a copy of The Weapons of a Warrior by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly at Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here again is Pastor Joe.
Hello, friends. This is Pastor Joe. And today, I want to speak to your heart for just a moment. Every time you tune in to hear our Speak the Word radio broadcast, the Word of God is going forth, and lives are being changed. And through this ministry, they're hearing that God loves them. That's what Speak the Word ministry is all about. And I want to thank you because you're a part of that mission. Your prayers, your encouragement, your support, it matters more than you know. But as we move forward, we feel a strong calling to expand this outreach, to reach more people like you, to broadcast on more radio stations, and provide helpful resources for those who desperately need to hear the truth of God's Word. So today, I want to invite you to take a step of faith with me and prayerfully consider supporting Speak the Word Ministry financially. Your gift will help us grow, reach more listeners. Friends, there are people all over the world that need to hear about Jesus. You can give today by visiting our website at PastorJoeRamsey.com. Thank you for standing with us, and thank you for helping us reach the ones who need it the most. And remember, there's power in the spoken word of God.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've been with us today. Join us next time here on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God, against the word.